Slop bucket, yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, what about something that would be bigger than a bucket, though? Oh, I don't know, and that a woman might keep in her kitchen just to throw waste material in generally, and you'd say that's her what?
Garbage can.
Just a garbage can, mm-hmm. Okay. What would a woman use to cook something like ham and eggs in?
Frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going by this term of thing, but you just want me to just give you more than one name
if
for
you
it, like
a
garbage, yeah, like a garbage can. You would say a disposal,
yeah,
thing or something in this area, mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. But I just come on, you know, just one answer, so you know, just
sure.
Something out like that. Okay.
All right. Well, can you think of anything? Have you heard frying pan called anything else?
Okay, a frying pan. Frying pan.
Have you ever seen one with legs on it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it still called just a frying pan?
No, you wouldn't call that.
What would that be called?
You would call that maybe. Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Is a frying pan mean? The same thing as a skillet?
Skillet.
Or was just a skillet has legs?
No, a skillet is a pot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A skillet is a pot.
Mm-hmm. But there are some frying pans that have legs.
Yes, I've seen some that mm-hmm. you can say they have.
Okay. What about this great big thing that you occasionally see around home, out in people's backyards? This great big and black thing can hold a lot of water. Sometimes you boil water in it for doing clothes or something like that.
Hey, what you call that? Many times that. What do you call that? What kind of pot now? Ooh, I know it. Let me see. You call that No.
Is it just a wash pot or?
No, it's something on a wash pot. They got a name for it. Mm-hmm. Get it? You know, that's another thing that's really antique. It's hard to find.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay. But I just can't think of it.
Is that the same thing as a kettle? Is a kettle something different?
No, I wouldn't call that a kettle. That's not the name that
I. What would you call a kettle?
A kettle?
What would a kettle look like?
A skillet. That's skillet. A kettle is smaller. I would say a kettle is smaller, right?
Do they usually have maybe a spout on it that you could pour?
Yeah,
out?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you use that to boil water, mm-hmm. and that would be a skillet. I'm trying to get back to this wash pot.
Yeah,
it is a name for it. If I think about it, I'll tell you. You know,
is it cauldron maybe?
Huh?
Cauldron?
No. It's it could be that name, but it's another name for it. We call it.
Well, if you think of it, just interrupt.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay. What would you call these things that container that you would put cut flowers in and maybe put up on your mantle?
Well, you could say a pot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Flower pot.
Mm-hmm. Like
is there anything maybe a little different? I don't know if it's the same thing as a flower pot or not, but they're usually very, decorative sort of things. They might be slender, made out of glass or some kind of ceramics or something like that you would put the flowers in.
Mm-hmm.
Say that sure is a pretty.
Yeah, no chicken out of that.
Let's see if there's one around here.
Oh, tell us a glass can.
Yeah.
Something like a glass that you put flowers
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that would be a what?
Flower pot.
Have you ever heard people call that a vase?
A vase, right.
Is that the same thing as a flower pot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about some of the eating utensils that you'd have at your plate for meals? You'd have a
spoon, fork, knife.
Mm-hmm. And if you're having steak, you'd need to use a set of steak.
Yeah.